This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
You want to be the best organization in the game. There's a lot of high profile free agents still out there. A lot of fans wondering why more money wasn't invested.
Yeah, Matt, that's a pretty easy question to answer. We don't have any more. The fact is that we've been in the top five in spending in baseball spend for the last 5 or 6 years. We're in the top couple in spending last year. We've put our money back on the field. Unfortunately, you just can't have a high profile free agent every single year. And part of that is how much it costs. I mean, whatever the $25-30 million is going to cost. Plus, it's a 10-year commitment. And you got to pay those dollars.
Well, God forbid we pay the dollars. And that was a long time ago from a galaxy far, far away in baseball with just regular garden variety spending issues, let alone those affected by a global pandemic. David Hall was writing yesterday some interesting stuff and doing some detective work about the Cubs' claims that 70% of their revenue comes from game days. And actually, as it turns out, it might kind of be plausible. David Haw is on Twitter at David Haw. He's on the Alpamonte Ford hotline, Alpamonte Ford in Melrose Park. He is half of Mully and Haw, who you hear every morning, Monday through Friday, live and local on The Score. And he joins us now. Hey, David, happy birthday.
Hey, thanks, Dan. I appreciate it. Now I'm very hungry, though, after listening to Shane push his chicken breasts. Now I'm kind of.
Right?
Or thighs.
Thighs.
Oh, thighs. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, there's nothing like Shane's thighs. Okay. That's great.
Ugh. Yeah, he's into it, man. He's passionate. It comes through when he, in his videos and his photography, and maybe they can eventually we'll get some backers together and open up a restaurant. Well, that's the idea of it. Were you surprised to unearth what you did when you looked at the publicly available documents that it may be reasonable that the Cubs are that reliant on game day revenue?
I was, Dan, because I think that at the beginning of the week when we heard Tom Ricketts tell season ticket holders that basically spell it out for them that, you know, 15% of the revenue was what the Cubs expected to derive this year because of the season, and that's if they play. He said 70% was the game day experience. That was from last year, and I thought that seemed high because the AP story and the reporting nationally had pointed out that it was a 39% national around the league. So that was the average around the league, 39%. Of game day experience contributed to the overall revenue for teams in Major League Baseball. So the Cubs having that kind of disparity made me skeptical. It just did. And I don't want to say challenged, but I think I asked rhetorically throughout the week, like, you know, I'd like to see Tom Ricketts justify or explain this. And so I just started talking to more people and tried to find out what the situation was. And in fact, I think that it is plausible, and I think that's the right word to use because we don't know and we won't because they're not going to open the books. But Liberty Media is the Braves are one of the few publicly held sports franchises in the world. And as their parent company, Liberty Media has to post the financials. And so in February, they posted a revenue of $476 million in 2019, which surprised me. And the Braves also, how they got to that point had to, you know, they it's easy to break down. So 63% of that revenue was from the same type of game day experience the Cubs were citing: tickets, concessions, merchandise, and parking. The Braves were 12th in attendance at 32,776 fans per game. The Cubs were fourth. The Cubs had a $471 million revenue in from Forbes report in April. Now, I think that's a little low, which is what I found out. So if they're right around $500 million in revenue and they're fourth in attendance, it's not really implausible to think that 70% of the revenue is derived from the game day experience, given what we know about the Braves' factual reporting.
The more I thought about this, and I'm trying to think, and obviously years from now, there's going to be every kind of business school class taught about where our economy was, where business was, and what the pandemic meant and why it meant what it meant, are taking for granted the ability to gather. So if, in fact, the Cubs invested more heavily than other teams that we know in the crowd, in the building, in the area of the city, in the rooftops, so much of their business model was fundamental to the density of the actual gathering of people, where it's not advanced media, it's not necessarily some of these tangential media deals. It literally was more about the crowd. They may have bitten off a unique vulnerability to what we're going through right now that may resonate even into the years. No,
I think that's a great observation, and yet I don't know how you could have avoided it, because Dan, I think when you look at Wrigley Field, at Clark and Addison, that corner, what is the best thing about it? Location, location, location. And the Cubs maximized that. They took advantage of the proximity of everything in the neighborhood, of the quaint feel to Wrigleyville, and they monetized it. And in monetizing that, they maybe did put themselves in a situation that you called vulnerable, and they very much are. But I don't know what else they would have done, and I don't know that how you could have anticipated the kind of situation and the predicament they're in now, because they are victims of that, because now nothing around the ballpark, which is all tied into the baseball game, you know, that moment when those days, those hours that you spend on that corner, I just don't know how you could have avoided it, because now that's really hurting them, because you can't gather, and the ballpark isn't a destination anymore because there are no games to play.
We talked to Patrick Mooney about this earlier, but I keep thinking that Comcast can look at a still undone marquee deal and think, well, 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 who needs who more now than ever? And now we can sit around and talk all you want, but now if you're looking at a revenue stream, if you're talking about how your business is going to be conducted, we're going to talk some different terms.
They could definitely look at it like that. I think that the plan all along was, I think they were going to be close to a deal if the schedule would have gone off as we expected. I had the same expectation after talking to people surrounding the deal yesterday. It would surprise me. The Cubs have vowed, and I think this is probably, you know, no kidding, in the no kidding category, the Cubs have vowed not to change their demands because of how badly they feel like Comcast needs them now, because there is this huge, you know what the ratings will be? I mean, you know how many people are going to be drawn to their televisions even more so than before to watch Cubs games they cannot attend in person. So I think there is going to be an agreement. That would be a shocker to me at this point based on the information I gathered yesterday, if there isn't. So I think that's good news for everybody. And if they do change the terms, it will be contrary to the kind of information that I found out yesterday, when I think that the deal or the terms that they were negotiating before the pandemic are the ones they ultimately will agree upon after things get back to normal.
On another subject, we got some news that I talked about yesterday, just that summer hockey high school practice for right now is on. And I'm not sure if it's the same for the collegians, but there's all sorts of new procedures at least one Chicago rink that seem to be well thought out and seem to be well advised. And it may be the first beginnings of a return to normalcy in the hockey world will be at least some of the high schoolers will be practicing.
Well, you know what? That's great news, Dan. And I think it's going to be gradual. And I think they're being smart about it. And I know as a fellow hockey dad, you're glad to see it as well, because you need to get these kids back on the ice. And I welcome that as well. I welcome any sort of return from the NHL that we can incrementally, if it's intelligent and safe. So yeah, the more hockey talk, the better, because as long as they're being as careful as it appears that they are, every sport has their own sort of idiosyncrasies, and hockey is no different. So I think that they're, from what I can understand, they're doing that. They're proceeding carefully and gradually, and eventually everyone will be back on the ice.
It sounds like, look, they're already wearing gloves. They're already wearing masks. Yeah, they're kind of halfway there at this point, so I'd look forward to seeing it. Although I can't watch practice. No parents can sit in there and watch practice, so that's going to
– that ruins it, but can you still drink at tournaments? That's a question.
Well, sneak in a flask, I guess. David, have a great weekend. Have a happy birthday.
Thanks, Dan. Appreciate it. Take care.
David Haw, co-host of the Scores Morning Show, along with Mike Mulligan. Lots of thank yous today. Thanks to David. Thanks to Patrick Mooney. Thanks to Eugene Friedman. And thanks to Shane Reardon for two lively segments of Shane's Meat Live. We will have to find some time to bring that back and do it again. Judging from the response via text and Twitter, that was well enjoyed. Thanks to Ray Diaz for doing what he does. Thanks to Jay Zawoski for booking up the show, too, for us. And thanks to you for listening for another week. Have a relaxing weekend as best you can. Take a deep breath. Try to enjoy some of the good weather. Stay socially distant. Wash your hands, wear a mask when you're indoors and you can't keep a proper distance, or even if you just feel more comfortable wearing a mask, that's good. If you are wearing a mask, wear it over your nose and your mouth, because otherwise, if you don't, if you're just wearing it around your chin or not having it over your nose, you know what? You're not wearing a mask. So just have the courtesy to wear it properly. It's okay to think about the welfare of other people. You do it enough, it starts to make you feel better, believe it or not. Also, listen to doctors, and only listen to people who listen to doctors. Have a wonderful weekend. I will talk to you once again on Tuesday. Stay tuned for Lawrence Holmes.
Molly
and Haw here.
A lot of us aren't driving to work right now.
That means no car radio, but you still can start your day with us from the comfort of your home. Listen on your radio, your laptop, your mobile device through the radio.com app, or tell your smart speaker to play 670 The Score.
You can always count on us for the latest Chicago sports stories. We're live, local, and we're keeping Chicago connected.
Molly and Haw, mornings 5 to 9 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
Chicago Sports Station.
Brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers.
You are paying more money in interest than you need to on your credit card, so you need to get refinanced. Refinance that debt today with a credit card consolidation loan from LightStream. Here's why. 19%. That is the national average credit card rate. That's the interest. With LightStream, you can get a rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay. That will let you roll balances quickly from multiple credit cards into one single monthly loan, even if it's just one card at that high rate. You got to get that rate down because that's where your savings are. Could be hundreds in savings, could be thousands in savings, depending on the size of the debt. And you think, okay, yeah, they stick you with fees to get all that money. No, no, no. There's no fees. You think, well, I got to fill out a bunch of forms and send a bunch of things back and forth. No, 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 no. The application is 100% online, quick and easy. Oh, I got to wait forever for them. No, you get your money as soon as the day you apply. And LightStream believes people with good credit deserve a better loan experience, and that is exactly what they deliver. One very satisfied LightStream customer said, I heard their ad on the radio initially. I was skeptical, but I went there, and they were right. It was that quick. It was that easy to go to LightStream. And there's a special place you got to go to get a very special discount. Because you're listening, you can get an interest rate discount. The only way to get it is by going to lightstream.com/danb. It's lightstream.com/danb.
Subject to credit approval, rate includes a 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/danb for more information.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly with TheHomeLoanExpert.com. Right now, the average American is spending over 3 hours a day on the internet searching for news and updates on COVID-19. Let's use some of that time for something positive. Take 5 minutes today, visit TheHomeLoanExpert.com, and let's see how much money we can save you with a refinance. Lower your mortgage payment, skip a few months, and start saving now with our 5-minute loan approval only available at TheHomeLoanExpert.com. HomeLoanExpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC, NMLS number 1326241.
Radio.com is helping you stay connected, no matter how you're social distancing.
Keep tabs on the latest COVID-19 news affecting your family with local and national news stations, including CNN, Fox News, and more.
Need a break from it all? Radio.com has hundreds of music, sports, and talk stations to take your mind off of current news.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.